Hello and welcome to episode one of the Everybody's Talking About Theatre podcast. And today is the 10th of October, which is World Mental Health Day. So that is going to be my topic today, to speak about mental health in the industry and the stigma around mental health. And I mean, mental health in general. So today I'm joined with a very close friend of mine, Melissa. Say hi.
Hello.
So Melissa is a training actor at the Arden School of Theatre.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you finding it?
Really enjoying it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm in my second year now.
Second year. Nice one. Right, so what I wanted to speak about is really just general, like, you know, mental health as a whole. And that we know each other quite well, and we both know, like, you've had issues with mental health and stuff. So have I, do you know what I mean? So have I, like, I'm happy to say that. But I want to know, like, how you've dealt with mental health while being at drama school, how the pressure of the industry or your own, you know, self-doubts about the future of getting into the industry, and how you've maybe balanced things, or how you struggled with things, or how you've kind of looked past stuff, you know, to kind of keep pushing yourself,
Well, obviously it's not easy, because even for somebody with a healthy mind, nothing about drama school or the acting industry is easy. But when you're suffering from a mental illness at the same time, it just intensifies every little aspect of the scariness, of the intenseness. I've just said intense so many times in that sense.
It is just intense.
Because whether you have a mental illness that is anxiety or depression, those kinds of feelings will be there at drama school anyway, whether you have those illnesses or not. So,
I mean, yeah, let's be fair. So what, drama school, like, we're both at drama school, and you know that it's the tutor's job, the teacher's jobs, to almost not mould you, but to kind of get you prepared for the industry. So they're putting all this pressure on you. They're telling you what it's like, the scariness. And then you've got your self-doubts of thinking, like, oh my God, like, what if I don't make it?
Yeah.
Or what if I don't, you know, kind of hit the grade, you know? What if I fall short? And you think you're starting to have self-doubts. Mm. I mean, imagine, like, if you've got some bit, like, severe anxiety, that kind of thing. It's not technically healthy for you to be not in the present. You're constantly worrying about the future, having, like, maybe, like, minor panic attacks about the future, you know? It's not healthy, is it?
With my anxiety, because my anxiety is quite bad, it's, for an average actor, you constantly think, what if I'm not good enough? But for somebody who wants to be an actor with anxiety, that feeling of not being good enough and that fear is life-stopping. Like, you will put your life on hold because you're just terrified.
So while we're on the topic of anxiety, let's speak about, you know, when, like, mainly I've experienced this with singers, like performers, and, you know, you've got tickets to watch them perform, and last minute they've kind of pulled out because they've had, like, an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
Have you had, like, experiences when you're about to go on stage or perform, and then, like, boom, anxiety attack kind of thing, or anxiety?
When I was little, I went to dance classes. We did yearly shows, and every single time before I went on stage, I projectile vomited, like, really, really badly. But because I was little, I don't remember it too much. But, like, that was always just anxiety. But I always got myself on stage somehow, like, whether that be, my mum was, like, always pushing me to do my best, and she knew that second I get on stage, my anxiety isn't there anymore, because I can do what I want to do and I can be in my own place. So I was always pushed to get onto the stage no matter how I felt with the people around me.
So has that, like, now impacted you in, like, today, for example?
Yeah.
So if you're about to go on stage today as, you know, your
current self. I don't throw up anymore.
But how do you feel about walking onto the stage? Like, is it
obviously still very anxious, but I don't think it's a mental illness kind of anxious.
It's like the normal kind of nerves.
The normal nerves, I think.
Yeah, which
now
is some of what we say, it's normal, isn't it? It's part and partial of the job. It is just what it is. Okay, well, how about, like, is there any way you feel like,
how did I deal with it? How did I get through that?
Yeah, you could say, yeah, I guess that's what I'm thinking about, really, yeah.
Well, like I said, I had the help of my mum. Like, she got me through a lot of that when I was younger. Obviously, I had no idea it was anxiety when I was that age. I just thought I was sick all the time whenever I was nervous. But yeah, she just pushed me, and I had all my friends in the dance class with me, so I was surrounded by everyone just having a laugh and being happy. And I knew that something that a counsellor once said to me is, what's the worst thing that could happen to you at that moment? And that's kind of stuck with me, because you think, so say I went on stage, what am I anxious about? Falling over, right? If I fall over, what happens? I get back up. Then what happens? Mm. I carry on. So that's like, what's the worst thing that could happen? What happens after that? And what happens after that? And unless the end thing is death, which it's not really possible, then what have you got to fear?
Mm.
And that's just kind of helped me kind of get over my stage anxiety.
Yeah.
Obviously, I still get stage fright and I still get nervous on stage because I do. I'm a training actor.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's a lot better now. I don't get physically sick about it.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking is, like, we both got experience at a drama school, and we can't speak for every single drama school, but how have you found the support you've had while being at drama school?
Oh, amazing. Amazing, because the tutors, although they're professionals themselves, like, they're human too.
Mm.
They've experienced life as they're often older than us. They've experienced life, they've experienced bits of anxiety, or maybe their relatives have had mental health illnesses. Like, they know, everybody knows about mental illness, whether they really understand it. And at my drama school, there is specialist people who you can talk to about any kind of mental health issues. So it's always somebody that you can turn to within that environment. Like, you never really feel alone.
Mm. I think that's something that people, like training actors, kind of forget, you know, that really the tutors are only tutors in that kind of space between 9 in the morning till 6 at night. You know, after that, they get in the car, they go home, they go to their family, and they've got their own issues.
Yeah.
Like, in that kind of school timetable, like, okay, yeah, they're the people to go to, but when they go home, they've got their own issues.
They've got their own lives,
maybe,
yeah.
Their own mental health issues in their family, they want to get sorted out. You know, do you know what I mean? Like, you almost forget that. Like, you're in your own little bubble, your own little world that they're just here for you. But they've got their own lives and their own issues and stuff, which is mental. But yeah, regarding to you saying at the ad and there's people there to support you.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know you put a post online on Facebook for Arden School of Theatre.
Yeah.
And it was like a step to guide, like a step to guide for all the freshers coming up. Yeah. And you mentioned a woman called Lizzie House, who you said that you could speak to. And I know Lizzie really well, and I think she's exceptional.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. Yeah. But obviously, step number two in this step to guide is health, mental health. And I will read it out just so everyone else knows what I'm speaking about. So it's health. Mental health is something many people suffer with. If this is something you are worrying about, speak to people, whether that be me, your second year mentor, your tutor, or Lizzie House at the Manchester College. Make sure you speak about it and keep yourself happy and healthy. I know you'll get homesick too. I did all the time, but I called my family every night and saw them whenever possible on the weekends. You'll soon settle, I promise. Don't allow it to get the better of you. Stay focused on why you're here at the Arden and keep going. And if you want it enough, it'll happen. Which I think is really important, to be honest. And I think, as you know, a fresher going to drama school, moving away from home, that is something I'd want to read.
Because I know how I felt moving away from home, because I am so close with my family. Like, my family have got me through so much in life. And my biggest fear was obviously leaving them, moving away from home, and not having that comfort blanket, my family, around me.
Mm.
And I was Googling things, I was watching YouTube videos about maybe, like, someone can give me some advice, and there was nothing there for me.
Yeah.
So I just posted that to the freshers coming up to give them a peace of mind, and obviously the reaction I got was great, so it did help people.
Yeah, I feel like that's something, you know, as soon as you become, like, a second-year mentor.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got that responsibility of kind of passing some advice down to the first years.
Mm.
I feel like you kind of become a mentor you wanted to have in your first year. Because I feel like getting, like, in preparation for drama school, I had no idea what I was doing or what to prepare for or what to research or look for. I mean, there's so much, there's so many things on the course. You don't really expect to be on the course, but now you're on it, you realise how vital they are. You know, phonetics,
all of that, yeah.
But no one ever goes, look, when you come here, you're going to be doing this, research that, you know, so you've got like a half idea of what it is. You don't get
if
that.
If you're listening to this and you're going to drama school soon or wanting to go to drama school, research what on earth phonetics is. Because I had no idea. Mm. It was like learning a new language.
I mean, it is basically a language. Yeah. It is a language which is mental to get your
but
head around.
But it's so crucial and so important. And actually, it's really interesting to get your head around. So
I feel like this step two guide you've done, it's something like I feel like should be shared this time every year. You know, for the freshers coming up, the first years coming up, to kind of just have a brief read through and have their own kind of thoughts about what you've put in there and think what they can get out of drama school now. You know, that step two guide is such a big, beneficial thing. But yeah, I mean, we can't speak for every single drama school, but I know the support we've had is just exceptional.
Yes, really. Amazing. And the thing is, with the support at my drama school, there's a lovely lady called Lizzie House, and it's not how you would envision going to speak to somebody about things that are going on. Like, she is, I know this sounds so off to say, but she's like so cool and casual, and like she,
I get that.
She tries her hardest to be just one of us.
Mm.
Like, she just wants to feel like you're having a chat with one of your mates. That's what she wants, and that really comes across and really helps you just to speak to her.
I think it's one of them things as well. Like, I know there's so many jobs out there that are like this, but Lizzie, because we respect her so much, we just think like she's overpaid. No. Underpaid and overworked, which is mental.
Overpaid.
I mean, she's vital for every single student out there, really. Like, every student she has to look after, you know, mental-wise or any,
she
like, kind of
so
welfare stuff. It's mental. And people like that are vital, you know, even drama school or not drama school, being able to kind of put yourself in a neutral environment with someone and be able to speak about ongoing issues, you know, and then leaving that in the room and walking out and then concentrating on what needs to be done. Because that's something you get told at drama school, like any issues are left at the door.
Yeah.
But you can't necessarily leave a mental issue at a door, because if you could do, so you'd be doing that all your life. Do you know what I mean? And you haven't been, you can't do that. So I think when you've got someone saying that to you, you almost have to make them aware of any issue. And I know that's so easy for me to say, and I understand how difficult it is, but it's what I was thinking earlier, that almost admitting that you need help or seeking help is literally the first step to recovery.
Yeah.
Once you've done that, you can set yourself on a path, or you can get maybe some sort of insight on a path you need to follow to maybe just get yourself better. But it's not, we both know it's not an easy road to go down, but it's a start.
Yeah, there is always someone there that will talk to you. I mean, this isn't me slating any kind of person that was working at my college, but I suffered really intensely with mental illness at college, and whenever I tried to speak to anyone or open up about anything, it was just dismissed. Mm. It was really, really horrible for me. So when I came to drama school, I felt that might have been the same. So I was too scared to speak to anyone, and it took me until reaching a really, really low, dangerous point. Then I did actually have to speak to someone without... No, sorry. I did have to speak to somebody in order to keep my place on the course, as they just thought I was being a bit out of it all the time. And,
No, I know what you're saying. It's... You almost get to a point of no return where you're kind of in a really dark place.
Yeah, and where you've left it too late. And
yeah.
If you leave it too late, then you're just down, and it affects your training as well, and you're there to be trained. Mm. Like, so many people would want to be there and be getting that training. So just, I can't say it enough, just speak to anyone you can.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, today is World Mental Health Day. And, you know, this is why this podcast is kind of so significant, and this episode. But I've also listened to something like a podcast on Apple Music and Spotify called Industry Minds, which is very something similar. You know, it's a podcast speaking about mental health in the industry with professional actors and their dealings with it and stuff. And I just finished an episode with Luke Beyer. And people will know Luke Beyer from playing alternate Jamie, and like everybody's talking about Jamie on the West End and stuff. But after listening to that, it was kind of so refreshing to like see someone now kind of getting recognition for what he's doing, yet having such a difficult time in the past, even if it was just something as simple as him putting YouTube videos online and then kind of getting bullied from that, and then giving himself anxiety and doubting himself because of that. Like, you realise, well, I think that's what people don't realise, that sometimes bullying can be the cause of some mental health. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you're so passionate about something and you're trying to follow a dream, and yet someone's constantly bringing you down and telling you things you don't want to hear, you can start causing these issues in your own mind. And that can cause the imbalance, you know. That can, you know, can stem to depression, anxiety, panic attacks, everything. And, you know, in the industry, you're always, I mean, you're in the limelight, you're in the spotlight. Like, you're always seeking for acceptance and also recognition. And when you're not getting that, it must be so tough. I mean, well, we are training actors, but when it comes to kind of 2-3 years down the line, hopefully we're both professional and working. But I mean, I just, negative reviews, or, you know, people constantly slating your performance that you've worked hours and months and so much time in, and trying to battle that alongside mental health and stuff. So listening to someone in the industry now doing that is refreshing, and that he's doing well and he's overcoming that. But, you know, Luke, I think, is 26, and, you know, I think he graduated, like, 5-6 years ago from Mount View, and, you know, at the minute, like, after following his journey the last couple of weeks on Twitter and social media and on that podcast, you know, it's quite inspirational.
Yeah.
Especially now, you know, you've got Dear Evan Hansen coming to town next year, and Luke's kind of constantly getting pushed and pushed and pushed, and touted as, I know, maybe, like, to play Dear Evan Hansen, well, Evan Hansen. So, yeah, you know, I feel like if people are struggling with mental health and are kind of associated with the acting industry, I would recommend listening to Industry Minds. You know, it is a podcast specifically targeted at mental health and, you know, the industry and stuff. And it's something that I listened to that really kind of inspired me to do this.
Just everyone speaking about it, it's just a big help. Like, even if you don't feel comfortable ever speaking to anybody, just listening to things like that. I mean, really, just everyone just keeps speaking about mental health. Like, just because it's Mental Health Awareness Day doesn't mean today's the only day we can speak about it. Like, let's make it a normal conversation to have.
There's a massive stigma around mental health, you know, with males and mental health, or just everyone in general with mental health. They just seem to, we've all kind of come under this thing, but we almost feel weak to kind of, you know, to be associated with that, to kind of admit you've got an illness. You feel weak and vulnerable, and that's the last thing you want. So making someone aware of that is also the last thing you want. But
it does not mean you're weak. It means you're strong. It means you're too strong for your own mind.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I know we both had experience. I know today, especially because of being Mental Health Day, you've written a poem, didn't you? You wrote a poem.
Yeah.
And you shared it online, and it's one of the most inspirational, eye-opening things. And I feel like it should constantly get shared and viewed and kind of looked at, because it is just something that, it can take literally one poem or one motivational quote or just one person saying one thing to someone that can help that one person with mental health issues just to kind of realise, or something something to change in their head that can make them see things differently. That happened with me.
Yeah.
You know, it took one person to say one thing to me, which straight away changed my view on so much, and it helped me. And it's helped me now, you know, to kind of look at myself this academic term and think, this is what I need to do, and this is what I'm going to work on, and this is where I want to be. With us in that mindset of before, where I was so negative and kind of like down about so much, coming into this academic term, I probably wouldn't be in this mindset, and I probably wouldn't be able to.
Struggling.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to achieve what I wanted to do. So, I mean, just seeking help was the best thing I did. And then talking to one person who changed so much in my head led me on a better path for now.
Mm.
You know, and I hope to stay on that better path, and I hope to kind of continue to grow and stuff and that. But support, you know, I've had a lot of support from yourself. You know, we support each other. You know, I say we know each other very well, and we do the best we can for each other. You've eaten all the Oreos, which I'm very disappointed about.
Well, you put them out on a plate, so I'm going to eat
them. I know, but I mean, I was ranting on that much, I didn't get a chance to eat them, which is disappointing.
I've just been sat here the entire time, Oreos.
Well, you never know. Next time.
Next time, you're having me on again.
Well, if you don't mind being on again, I hope.
I'm quite offended actually, because the reason Elliot's got me on is because, unfortunately, I know everything there is to know about mental health. So he's like, I'm doing a mental health podcast. Would you do it with me? I was like, oh, right, okay.
I just feel like, you know, when I'm speaking about this kind of topic.
I'm only messing.
No, 100%. Yes, I know you are. But after this kind of topic, you know.
It's nothing to be ashamed about.
No.
Like, and I will openly stand up and say, I am fighting mental illness.
Mm.
Like, I'm not ashamed of that. I'm proud to say that. It shows how strong I am to be battling with myself every day.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's what I was saying. If you're willing to do that, you're already on the right path to kind of getting better in some aspect. Yeah. You've got a starting point, and I feel like you've always been at this starting point, and we have ups and downs and stuff, but we're going to, you know, I know you've got the right people around you and stuff to keep you, what are you doing? To keep you going and stuff, and that's what's important. But, you know, you're such a talented young actor, you know.
Thank you.
No, you are. Like, I'm lucky enough to get to see you perform and develop and grow and stuff. And, you know, there's certain things about your performance, you know, I wish I was able to do. And I'm sure there's certain things you wish you could do that I could do.
I mean,
I don't know, but I'm just saying.
No, in all honesty, though, like, you do, like, inspire me. Like, with your mental illness, you've taken things from that, which I still haven't taken with my, how many years have I been suffering? About 7 years I've been suffering. And it's been about, how long is it?
I mean, I'm short term, let's be fair. You know, it's only the last couple of months that I've really, really struggled with a few things.
So,
but
seeing somebody suffer from a short term mental illness, well, or a new mental illness, and still have taken so much from it and have managed to conquer that with such, like, ease, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And take things from that, and then taking that and being able to try and inspire other people by starting pages and a podcast, that inspires me so much to try and fight even more myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've done
more in a year than I've done with your mental illness than I've done in 8 years with my mental illness.
Yeah, but we all mental illness is different for every single person.
Oh, yeah,
so whatever I had or have is different to what you've got. And how we, like, you know, depression or anxiety is such a wide scope. So a doctor saying you've got anxiety is just, you know, blunt. That is what he's saying. But there's so many different forms and types of anxiety, and we all suffer differently with it.
Hmm.
But, okay, yeah, I'm glad. It's such a nice thing to know that I'm, like, inspiring you or inspiring other people. But that is just something I wanted to do. I just wanted to kind of give back. You know, I had people inspiring me. I had people kind of show me there's a lot more positives and negatives, and, you know, I'm watching people go through life and think, and just see them being happy, and I think, oh, I wish I could be like that, or I wish I could be like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought, if I can just give back a little bit to someone, or it's a community, and my community is the acting industry, I mean, it's something I'm passionate about, it's something I want to get into. So if I can give back into that industry or community, then I'm doing something, and I'm following the dream. I'm kind of almost setting out what I've always wanted to achieve.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, look, this podcast is everything about theatre, you know?
Yeah.
But hence the name, everybody's talking about theatre.
Drifted away from theatre.
I mean,
slightly.
No, yeah, 100%. I mean, we covered kind of, like, you know, drama school and stuff, and prepping for drama school, and
don't be afraid. Just because you have mental illness does not mean you cannot go to drama school. Do it. It will be the best thing for you.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I can't promise that for everyone, but it's been the best thing for me. It's changed my life for the better. And it's hard, I'm not going to lie to you, it's hard for anyone, but just don't give up doing what you want to do, because you will get there.
Yeah, I mean, what, let's be fair, is we're in early October, give it 2 or 3 weeks, and auditions or applications will be opening for other drama schools, you know. Give it a month or two, auditions will open, you know, you'll be asked to come and audition and stuff, so.
Yeah.
I mean, advice on that, in all fairness, you know, preparation, research, you know the text you're looking at auditioning with. But also, if you do have a mental illness, like, don't be afraid to kind of, like, just use it in some aspect. You know,
we could do another podcast on preparing for drama school auditions.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. We'll just quickly go a little bit now. I'm saying, like, so if, you know, you've got anxiety and that, and you want to audition, I know, it's easy for us to just to be sat here and go, you know, just
prepare
and go for it and stuff. And I know it's not as easy as that, but it's a dream. If you want that, you can make it happen. You've got so much control in your life. Everything's in your hands. Don't ever let anyone or yourself hold you back. Like, you can achieve what you want to achieve. Put your mind to it. Prepare, research, you know, get the context of the text you're working on. But definitely, we will do a podcast in the future on kind of preparing for auditions for drama schools and what to expect and the different experiences we've had at auditions, because every school is completely different. I've had different experiences with every school.
I've had some great ones, I've had some really bad ones.
Yeah, and just the way it works, you know, it's kind of the whole, you've got one person in front of you, maybe two people with a clipboard, and that one or two, then two people can determine your future. You know, it's kind of scary to think that. What are you laughing at? What's up?
Nothing.
Have I said something wrong?
No.
I mean, it's not, if I have, I have. Do you know what I mean? I'm off on one here. Ranting away. I don't know, I'm passionate. That's all that matters.
I know, I like seeing you.
I'm having a biscuit.
You're having a biscuit?
I'm speaking, not all
right.
Right,
okay. I'm just
eating a biscuit.
Right, so what was this podcast about again?
Mental
health. Mental
health.
In the industry.
In the industry. But, I mean, we can cover anything, but yeah, in the industry. We're in the industry, you know, we're trained to be in the industry.
Yeah.
So we're going to be a part of that community of actors with, you know, that...
The thing is, more people than you will ever realise, especially artists like ourselves, are suffering or have suffered from mental illness. It kind of comes in the actor's blood.
So this is
you know what I mean?
This is something I wanted to speak about, and I tweeted about this on the Everybody Talking About Theatre Twitter page, which the handle is at Everybody About. Check it out. So what I tweeted about is basically the most creative, inspirational people are normally the most troubled. And what I mean by that is you see these people on stage, Robin Williams, for starters, you know,
oh,
a comedian, great, great actor.
Amazing guy.
So funny. Yeah, he had depression and he killed himself, you know, which is... To kind of watch someone perform a certain way and think that is Robin Williams, and then to hear it's completely different and he was suffering with a kind of like an illness, or you know, he wasn't very well, it's an eye opener. So the, you know, comedians have always been touted as the most funniest yet most depressed people you could meet.
Yeah,
and that's scary.
Saying,
you know,
like, people with the biggest smile often have the saddest thoughts. Stop moving on your chair.
Oh, I can't help it. This chair, isn't it? You just nearly fell off your chair. Bloody hell. But yeah, that's my point, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
Just because you watch an actor or a performer and they come across this kind of confident and funny human being, that it may not always be that.
Like myself, because I'm really funny.
And you're really not. But still, moving on from that, I'm saying just you can't always preconceive someone for how they perform on stage. So... Wait, is that preconceive? Is that a word?
I don't know.
Preconceive? Is that some sort of...
conceive was like you conceive God. A child.
Right.
I don't... It might be. I don't...
I feel like this has almost turned into a comedy podcast.
Ellie embarrassing
away,
himself
yeah,
for half an hour.
Away from the actual topic. God, I don't know. How are we doing for time? 29 minutes. That's not too bad, you know. First episode one. Speaking about mental health and the industry and stuff. Obviously, the plan will be to do more podcasts in the future, you know.
Yeah.
I'm also writing a blog to go alongside the Twitter page, in which Melissa actually will be helping me, because believe it or not, I am...
Will I?
Well, you promised to, because I'm very poor at writing.
Oh, yeah.
I've got all these great ideas and stuff.
I'm quite a good writer. If I say so myself.
I'd say you're the cleverer of the two. Do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say cleverer.
I would. You joking?
I'm not.
A-star student here, do you know what I'm saying? You know?
Right.
Yeah. Well, either way, I'll be doing more podcasts, and hopefully I'll be getting Melissa on a few more, and we'll be diving into different topics in theatre.
Also, if you want to know more about mental health, I actually have a YouTube channel.
All right.
Which I will be doing a little video about just general mental health, not necessarily about theatre, but yeah, you can check that out. My YouTube is just Melissa. Is it Melissa Hill or Melissa Susan Hill?
Oh, I don't know, but why are you plugging your channel? Oh,
yeah, I've got to plug my channel.
Yeah. Either way, we'll make sure you know Melissa's YouTube, and you know that there will be some mental health tips and stuff on there and advice and that. But yeah, so this is Everybody's Talking About Theatre, episode one about mental health. I hope you've enjoyed it. And, you know, keep your eyes out for any more in the future.
To summarise this topic up, just don't give up. There's help out there and you can do it.
Definitely. And keep an eye out on social media for Melissa's poem. It is inspirational. Make sure to check it out. I will post it on the Twitter page if I can. I will make sure I can do that. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Bye. Say bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.